time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Carbon County Commissioner Casey Hopes and Carbon County Assessor Gillen Bishop. And coming up in the month of July, we will have preliminary property tax notices coming out. And here's the thing. If you're like me, you just look at them and say, okay, and it just goes away. And then in November, it comes out of your escrow, and you're good, and you don't even worry about it. Here's the thing they would like for people to do. They would like you to, when you get those notices, check them. Make sure they're correct. See if the description of your property is right. Those kinds of things. And if not, there are a few different ways that you can go about making changes to that and talking to people to see what needs to happen. And that's what these gentlemen are here for today. Casey and Gillen, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate the time.
Thank you, Dave.
And Casey, we'll start off with you because, as I said, you know, notices come out in July. And everybody, I'm guilty of it. We look at it, we don't really dig into it really a lot, and then it just goes away. And then in November, we just know that it's going to get paid. So there's a lot of danger in that as well. And that's kind of why you guys wanted to come in and let everybody know about it.
Absolutely. This is the public's opportunity to make sure that what's on the land is what's getting taxed and taxed properly. If you've torn down a shed or something or made improvements on the property, this is your opportunity to make sure those are correct. And bring those in to the office, to Gillen, and have a review with him. The other thing, if you have any questions, the back of the notice has a ton of information. It's really important that people read the back of the tax notice or the disclosure notice. This is the disclosure notice. So make sure that they're covering it. Is the number of acres correct? Are all those things? Is it primary versus secondary acreage?
And the thing about it, as I said, is it's really almost like getting, I hate to say this about something that comes from the county, but I would assume that quite a few people look at it as junk mail because it says right on it, it's not a bill. So one, they're relieved to begin with, and then they just, okay, so I just know what's coming. Gillen, here's the thing that I wanted to ask you. This is a matter of a lot of importance that people need to be looking at these preliminary notices because it's almost kind of like refer to it as this is just kind of a proof. Look at it and make sure that it's all correct. So what certain things should people be looking for in that July notice to make sure that they are like, okay, this is good, we're good with this?
Dave, that's a great question. So the first thing that comes to my mind is to highlight the taxpayer has 45 days or until September 15th to be able to pose any questions or concerns that they may have. Some of the things that they want to look for is their property being described correctly? Residential, the residential exemption is a 45% reduction. And so if they're not getting that onto their property and it says non-primary and they're living there, they want to make sure they come in and get that cleaned up. Now, with the Board of Equalization that happens, that's a more official process that has someone from outside the county sit in with them and sit in with us, and we give them a set time in September to be able to do that. There is something that we're offering this year called Value Review, where they can call my office, come in, sit down. We'll first go through, make sure everything looks great. Is it described correctly? Is the property described correctly? Is the size there accurately? And then we'll go through and see if there's any errors or mistakes that have been made and that we can easily get those resolved.
And that's really the most important thing is to make sure that you have that window. And as you said, it's kind of like the taxpayer, the property owner, is the system of checks and balances. And so it's very important that when you get that notice to go in and look at it, make sure that it's all correct. And if it's not, to take the proper steps and know where things are and where things lie. I think that the one question that I want to ask, and, you know, because it's going to be out there and people are going to say, oh, this is just another way of the county messing with my property taxes again. You said that that's not the case.
No, that's not the case. And a lot of times when you look at the status quo, if a property hasn't changed in, you know, 5, 10 years, and the characteristics haven't been updated, then it's very likely that the value will track along with that. And they have an opportunity to come in and really look at that and say, you know, are those characteristics correct? And so if no one kind of, the squeaky wheel, puts their hand up and says, I really want to look at this again, and can you show me what you have on record? A great example could be a finished basement versus an unfinished basement. We don't have the ability to go inside of a home. We do everything from satellite. We do everything from looking from the outside in to cause a minimal interference with the taxpayer. And so there are some things that we make a presumption on. We presume that the inside of the home is the same quality and condition as the outside of the home. And that's just one of those standard things that we do, so that there can be situations where an addition has been made, a remodel's going on, and the inside no longer reflects what we are anticipating.
And you also wanted to let people know that this is not a way to increase the budget by any stretch of the imagination, because it can't be done this way, right?
That's true. If you want to think of the budget of the county as like a pie, and that pie, if they want to grow it at all, there's only two ways that it happens. One, through truth and taxation, where they'll actually come and say, we need more money and this is why. Or through new growth. And new growth only happens when a new structure is built. And that new structure or new improvement is paying for itself. So that new home will generate some more taxes, so there's no additional burden actually being created by that new entity.
So it's just a matter of the most important thing, the biggest takeaway from this is get that notice. It should be coming within the next week or so, I would assume.
Yeah. Next couple weeks.
Within probably. The next couple of weeks. Get that notice, crack it open, and look at it. Make sure that it matches everything. And if you have any questions, of course, that's why they're here. Head on down to the assessor's office, give Gillen a call, and say, hey, I just need somebody to kind of maybe explain this to me, maybe walk through it with me. And that's what you were saying about the review, right? That's what that basically would be?
That's right. And this year we're offering to do it over the phone. I've already done one virtually where we can actually show you everything that we've got, you know, through like a video conference call, or to do it in person, whatever makes it sense for that taxpayer.
All right. So once again, if you would like to set that up, Gillen, I'm going to have you give out the phone number if people would like to talk to you about these things and kind of go over it with you guys.
Yep. The Carbon County Assessor's Office can be contacted at 435-636-3248, or you can email at assessor@carbon.utah.gov.
All right. So once again, we have Commissioner Casey Hopes and Carbon County Assessor Gillen Bishop in here talking about those statements that are going to be coming out. Make sure that you're reviewing them and making sure that everything looks correct and is right on those things. It could really help you out in the long run. Commissioner Hopes and Assessor Bishop, thank you so much for taking out the time and coming in today. We appreciate the time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.